Kieran, you're delighted to get over that. You prefer to be playing, I suppose. It's different observing it on the sideline. You must be very close to getting an old game, are you?
Oh, very close. Yeah, I was back last Thursday, or Thursday before the Barrentown match. Wednesday or Thursday evening we trained, and I just collided knees with somebody. Kind of a freak thing after being out with a calf injury for so long. Then you come your first night back, and it happened after about 15 minutes. So, yeah, it's, at least the management stuff has me plenty of chances to give me time anyway to do it and to spend more time on the organisation side that I probably wouldn't have had otherwise.
Fair play to Kyle Nearn, they gave you a good test today.
Yeah, great test. Didn't expect it any other way. We played them 3 years ago. We had a chance at the end to level it and missed it. A handy enough chance that we missed. And I really felt that if we'd have got it extra time, with the fact that they were a bit older at the time, they're a much younger team now, but the fact that they were a bit older at the time, I thought we could have enough in extra time for them. And that's what I said to our lads in the huddle just before extra time started. I said, look, everybody wanted this opportunity 3 years ago, and everybody said that we would have blitzed them if we'd have gone on. So now go ahead and do it. And thankfully they did.
Yeah, there was you dominating certain stages of the game. They dominated. Then you lost Connor, and almost was missing him for the because of black card, missing him for the first period of extra time.
Yeah, it was. We missed him for 8 minutes, and it was a loss. It was a huge loss because you have your centre back on, and everything else changes. But the way football is now, there's 10 and 12 players from each team out around the middle just working and trying to make support and runs. So realistically, you can get away with minus one. It just means that you're caught at the other end. And you could see that. We had to kind of go to more possession type game because we didn't have much else on. We couldn't ping it in. There was nobody in there. So that was what we had to do.
Will the extra time go against you next week, you think, that period? Or you had a break. Maybe the break didn't do you good, because players do get used to playing week in, week out, don't they?
Yeah, I think they do. I think the continuity of it is brilliant. I obviously played soccer for a long time, and you play 40 games every week, week on week, so I don't really buy into this team's retired. You know, you can't make an argument for regular games, and that's why the team is going so well, and then also make an argument when they lose that it's because they're playing too many games. It's one or the other to me, and I think you just keep playing the games. It shouldn't. It's mostly a mental thing.
Yeah, because the reality is you're not doing that much physical training now. That's all done. You're just playing footy, exactly, as they say, during the week.
Exactly, and the fact that we're going out, like, even training this week was light. So I said that to the lads. Like, we looked a little bit leggy at the start, but training had been light, so I knew it wasn't overwork or anything. It was just a bit lethargic. It was maybe the attitude. I think no matter what happens, we showed the Kyle Nearn game. We saw how well they played against the Jameses. We couldn't have had them better prepared for that aspect of it, but it just was a bit, just too many unforced errors. Some of the stuff we did was so stupid on the ball. Like, we hand passed the ball directly to them, we kicked the ball directly to them, and we're not going to win anything at that.
You found a free taker.
Yeah, we
by accident or whatever.
No.
He said he doesn't practice him. That you were always on to in the practice.
He breaks
Darren.
He breaks my heart. He breaks my heart. I saw him taking a freeze in an under 14 county final. Larry was over the team. Rory and the lads were all on the team, and I went up to it in Patrick's Park, and I thought, oh God, thank God there's somebody coming along who'll actually be able to take frees, and he's right footed, so I was delighted. And that's kind of the fruition of it today. He's very hard to get him to do any work on it, but he is doing a little bit more,
and his contribution from play matched that.
Yeah, it did. I thought he worked really hard. He got two turnovers for us, so I was absolutely delighted with Darren, and the amount of ability the chap has, you know, the sky's the limit for him.
And to have the likes of Rory, he made an unbelievable run to turn over the ball for that crucial to put the lead up to 2 points, which nobody might have seen.
It was brilliant, and nobody will have noticed it, but it was brilliant. And I think in years past, a team would have went back and, oh, we have to defend the goal. Like, but all you're really doing is inviting the team onto you. And it was brilliant to see our players, like, we call that a blitz. Like, everybody just went and blitzed to get to the ball and got the turnover and got the point.
Yeah. Any preference in the semi-final? Just glad to be there.
Just happy to be there.
Yeah. Well done, Kieran.
Thanks, Liam.
Thanks, Kieran.
Thanks very much.
Appreciate it.